Today we are looking at audio described arts entertainment. Of course, however, with further restrictions, we are not back in theatres again. However, there are some online offerings, and indeed we're going to look at some workshops as well. Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts is with us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
It's ever changing, isn't it? One minute we're in theatres, then we're not. You know, it must be incredibly difficult, not just for people who've perhaps booked tickets, but for the cast and the crew and the staff. It must be incredibly difficult.
I know each time I've spoken to you and said, we're hoping to do this and everybody's working towards it. And then the rug just gets pulled from under your feet and we're back just online. But here's hoping one day this year.
We shall all be back very soon. And we've got some items to talk about, first of all, coming out of Manchester.
Yes, Home Manchester have been very good throughout the pandemic at putting work online and making sure it's audio described wherever possible. There are a series of concerts by a Manchester orchestra called Manchester Camerata, and the string section of the orchestra has performed four pieces, and they've been recorded and filmed in the home building, which is empty, of course. And there are pieces by Tchaikovsky, by Panufnik, by George Walker. They're beautifully played. They're such talented musicians. So they're an absolute joy to listen to. So what I've done, rather than talk over the music, I've recorded a separate audio introduction. It only lasts about 3 minutes or so, and it basically says, these are the musicians, this is what they're wearing, this is where they're playing, these are the instruments they're playing, and just sort of sets it in scene for the listener. And then after that, you can just enjoy the concert. So if you want something just to listen to and it's relaxing, and I'm always blown away by the skill of musicians and it's beautifully recorded. So I'll just mention the other event which has come out of home. And this is the recording of four young people. They're four young artists, probably about early 20s. And they're filmed in conversation on the otherwise empty stage at Home Manchester. And they're talking about their lives and their artistic practice. And then intercut with the conversations are pieces of them in performance. So some of them do poetry, one of them does a kind of rap, and another one is an amazing dancer. So that's been a really interesting one to describe because obviously the conversation doesn't need describing. But once we get to how the artists are actually putting on their work, in particular the dance piece, then you really need the description of that to be able to follow what's going on. Again, that's on the home website, and I believe that's going to be available for about 6 months. So that's a bit of a combination of performance and conversation.
Now, I was looking at the list of some of the others you had to mention about online, and there was one you spoke about, I think it was before Christmas, actually, wasn't it? Was it Chateau Ghoul?
Yes, I thought I'd mention this again just because tickets for it are flying. It's proving very, very popular. This is a limited number of people can attend for each performance, as it were. So this is by Lip Service, the comedy duo who are Maggie Fox and Sue Riding. So it's a combination of pieces of film and then Zoom interaction, during which you get to do some origami and you get to do these other bits of interaction. So it is something to take your mind off all the gloom and doom around it. It's just nonsense and it's delightful and it's funny and it's clever. And I get to do the voice of a Georgian ghost in it. I think you'll really enjoy your evening.
We will give some contact details towards the end. I mean, there is a lot out there in terms of streaming, and that AD content is growing as well.
Another one to mention to you, this is brought to you via the Manchester International Festival. And this is just a short film. It's going to be aired on the 28th of January, and it's entitled Rebels of Extinction. It's put together by some young artists, and it's about the realities behind the world of fashion. So it's a short film. Again, it's done quite tongue-in-cheek, very cleverly, just two performers becoming catwalk models and television presenters, and there's music in it. But it makes its point, and I think it makes its point very strongly, about how toxic the fashion industry is and how we often don't think about where things have come from and the consequences for the environment when we buy items. And especially nowadays, people don't tend to keep their clothes. I'm still wearing things I've had for I don't know how many years, but there's a lot of pressure on people to keep buying and keep buying new things. So this is a clever little film, and so it's being aired on 28th of January, and that obviously will have audio description with it.
Before we finish off, and then let's take a look at some workshops which are taking place. So a bit of interactivity here.
Yes, that's right, Alan. Again, organised through Manchester International Festival, like the film I was just talking about. They're being run by an artist called Elizabeth Wainwright. They're taking place on Saturday, the 16th of January, and people can take part. They're specifically aimed at partially sighted and blind people. The workshops are called Playing Through the Looking Glass. I don't know much more about it than that, apart from everybody is welcome to sign up. Then there will be a film with audio description called Playing Through the Looking Glass that comes out of the workshops, and that will be on the Manchester International Festival YouTube channel, and that's going to be aired on the 25th of February. So if somebody is interested and wants to do something a little more active rather than just listening and looking, then that's a good opportunity to get involved there.
Fantastic. So still lots going on, and if people would like more information then on some of the things we've been talking about, or they're interested in other items which you've got coming up in the future, what's the best way to do that?
I think the best way at the moment is to email, because then we can give you the precise details and the relevant websites and everything. So that's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. You can go to the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, where the calendar is that we update regularly. We're on Twitter at mindseyearts. A lot of people like to use our Facebook page, where they're very welcome. That's mindseyedescription. And we're also on Instagram, again, mindseyedescription.
And lovely to chat with you once again. And thank you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.